Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
Everybody.
And we're here to talk about the last two episodes that we put out rather rapidly, I would say. A lot of fun to do both of them. Got a lot of feedback on the one, and I think anybody who's listening might know which one I'm talking about. Apparently, my little discussion with Mr. Chad there got a lot of press. It was cool.
Yep, it was cool. If you like that kind of thing.
So, Susie, what do we got to talk about now?
Well, why don't we talk about episode 53?
Sure. Activism. Yeah, well, we met some cool listeners, and we talked a lot about activism and what it is and what it isn't. Wait, maybe I should give the call-in line early in the show before we do that.
Maybe.
347-857-3340.
If you call feel us. It calling.
If you want to talk about any of the last two shows or any show prior to that, we don't really care.
Yeah,
really.
We're just here to be social.
Yep. So anyway, we talked about what activism is, and I said, you know, one of the things is activism can be something as simple as just saying I disagree. Especially if you're not part of that out group, you know, that's being ostracized. Like, let's say you're a white guy and somebody's talking bad about black people, but it's all white guys. You know, just standing up and saying, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, it's going to make people think that way, a little bit insecure, even in homogenous groups. And that's good, because that will change how they react and how and their thinking. It will also make them rethink their own position, because someone who looks like them doesn't think that way.
Yep.
So they have to be, they have to re-examine it. Now, will it change minds? Not all of them.
Maybe it'll at least make them think a little.
Yeah, but if you change one, right? One is the deal. Change one mind, that's how we change the world.
Yep.
So.
Or doing stuff like Fred.
Yeah, you know, you go out, you volunteer.
Helping out.
You volunteer. You help sign people in at a function. You go out to an Ask an Atheist event. You just be there. You don't have to even talk to people. Well, I mean, you don't have to talk to crowds or passersby if you don't feel comfortable with that. Sit there and talk with the other atheists. You know, get them sodas. Have some fun.
Just be one of the counted.
Exactly, exactly.
And in that episode, you had a... Well, before that episode, you had a nice talk with your mom.
I did, which is another thing that inspired that discussion, I guess. Mom and I don't talk. In fact, we haven't really talked since, so it didn't change the world. Sorry. She hasn't changed her mind on anything as far as I can tell. I don't know if she rethought anything. But then again, I'm her kid, and that's the last person you listen to. And the chat room's just going crazy about Chad, so.
Actually, the last person you listen to is your parents. But what's the chat room got to say about Chad?
He's apparently a bitch.
Yes.
According to the chat room.
Yes, Chad's a bitch.
I don't know. Sean hates him.
Yeah.
My son Sean just walked through the room, and he really hates him because that whole night I was arguing with him, I kept Sean up because he could hear me arguing with him until like 2 o'clock in the morning. So,
yeah,
but Chad's not allowed to call a live show right now until such a time as he is willing to render an apology to Susie. If you listen back through the live shows,
yeah,
you'll find that there's one where he's on there, and Susie had said something in response to something he said. I don't remember what. You can find it. And he said to her, I was talking to Phil, because apparently I'm Phil. But, yeah, just totally dissed her on her own show. And she was like, no.
No, this is my show. And so I said, Bill, can you hang up on his ass? And Bill said, yep.
Oh, indeed. I could and did. So.
Yeah, Chad's not one of my favorite people. And I haven't listened to your edited version of that because I listened to it while it was happening, too, and I was kind of tired of it. Like Ashley was saying, like, I just want to kick his ass. And yes, yes, I just wanted to crawl inside the speaking tube and come out the other side and kick his ass. Because he's a dumb me. Chat room? Yeah, that's what I thought. We're live here.
It says that the Forbidden Fruit wants them to call their show.
Ah. Yeah?
Yeah, it's correct.
The Forbidden Fruit, huh?
Yeah, it's Corinne. She wants him to call in. Do you really want him to call? Well, you know, call us, for Christ's sake. I'm reading the chat. But
Corinne is listening to our live show and not calling us?
Apparently.
Oh, that's apparently. Just cold as shit.
I really am.
You people know the number. What is that number?
That number is 347-857-3340.
See? Y'all should be calling. I got Ashley on her knees right now.
I don't really want to know about that.
Well, she's praying for me.
Why is that? Why are you praying?
Because I told her that we were experiencing some Skype difficulties.
We are.
And she said, do you need me to pray? And I said,
problem.
Absolutely. And she said, I'll be on my knees.
And if she could sacrifice a chicken, that would be really awesome, too.
Yeah. Speaking of sacrificing a chicken, guess what's in the mail on its way to me?
I don't know. Hang on. Area code 267. You're on the air.
I resent being talked about on the air.
Well, you know, if you call us, talk to us, then we don't talk about you.
Okay, well, see? Here I am. And,
yay!
Fuck Chad.
Very cool. Fuck Chad.
You don't like Chad?
I don't like Chad either.
Chad is
no.
Well, just sit down.
Oh, he's such an awful person. And honestly, I really just want him to call in to get you to call in to, you know, show him up because I was really beyond impressed with that episode, honestly.
Well, you got my cell number, right?
Apparently.
Just text me. I'll call in from wherever I'm at, I promise.
Apparently a lot of people are impressed with that episode.
I got a lot of positive feedback on that episode. So
yeah, I'm glad you posted it.
You know, and I wasn't going to. Really, it was like the last thing I was going to do. I was, because I was tired and I was a little cranky. Did you hear that I was cranky in that? Because I was. And I got, you ever done that drinking night where you've been drinking since dinner and you're staying up late and you stop drinking and then it starts to bleed into hangover? I was getting there by the end of that conversation because I was out of beer. I had to work the next day. I'm just like, no more, dude. And so, yeah, I got a little snippy towards the last 15, 20 minutes. You would definitely hear me get snippy.
Towards the end, yeah. But, I mean, I've never seen anybody go that long with him without getting snippy.
Well, yeah. If he was smart, he would have known that was what I was going to do because I outlined my strategy in episode 6 of Barroom Atheist. I said it's exactly what I would do. I would wear him down. And I would just come back at him with the same shit. And, yeah, apparently he didn't check that out.
Nope, I guess he wasn't a listener.
He should have listened to our show before calling into it.
Before calling into it.
Oh, clearly, because if he had if he listens to the show, he would know that you're an apologist killer.
Yeah.
Has he tried to contact you since?
Yeah, in fact, he's, like I said, he's willing to go round two.
Okay.
But he can't come on this show.
Oh, no. Well,
no, he's barred.
You're more than welcome barred. To have a moderated debate on our show. We just need a moderator because I'll just get pissed off and So if you can get a real moderator, you're more than welcome to come on our show and debate him.
Yeah, I don't know he's going to do that. I don't believe him.
Yeah, I threw him off my show for being a dickwad.
Okay, area code 904. You're on Barroom. 904, you there?
Yeah, hi, Bill. This is Chris, the unknown seaman.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, fuck Chad.
That seems to be a consensus. You know, yeah, it doesn't turn me on, though. No, I couldn't do him.
You couldn't do him.
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm pretty much a straight guy. There's a few dudes out there, though. Maybe I would go there.
Yeah?
Just because. Just to say I did. Chad's not on my list.
No.
No, he doesn't make my list.
I hear he's trim. Corinne says he has a nice body type.
I did not say that ever.
Well, you said he's not fat. Close enough.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of like internet dating, right? You know, because
yeah, no.
Internet dating, everybody's athletic.
And, yeah.
You know, athletic. Yeah, I watch all the fucking sports, right? I'm athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then somebody says, let's meet for drinks.
And then
and
you try to find your
cool
sister.
Shit falls away in the fucking bar room. Oh, did you see how I worked at it?
You did. Good job, babe.
See what I did there?
I just thought everyone was a plus. Fucking fat ass and they can be surprised. You know?
So, Bill, I have a question for you. Where did you learn how to kind of debate like that? Because, I mean, I'm not so quick on my feet with that kind of stuff.
Me
neither.
My anger needs to simmer down before I could think.
See, I have that same problem.
I'm just a nerd, and I think about crap way too much. I really is the only way I can say. I've taken very basic philosophy courses. Is all I've ever had, although I read a lot.
That's what I think it is, by the way, from being on an outsider watching you forever. I think it's because you're so well-read, and you've read everything. I think that's what it is. And, you know, not to toot his horn or anything. You know I like to do that. But he's just a damn smart guy.
All right.
I don't know. If it was me, after a couple of minutes of that shit, I would have just told him to fuck his fucking fuck off. Fuck.
I can't handle that either. That makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, the first time I actually was on, I mean, this was before I was, you know, helping Ken co-host the Forbidden Fruit, I was on and he was actually not there. And Chad, I think it was Chad or Matt Slick, I can't remember which one I called in. And I just got so mad. I was like, does somebody have a, you know, mute button or a trap door? Get rid of him. I could never go like that.
Yeah, my problem
listening to that episode, my blood was boiling as I'm commuting. Yeah. I got to work, and I'm like, for everybody.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't a good morning episode. That's a good, like, I'm sitting around getting drunk and in a room full of Nerf balls episode. That's what you need, you know? Nothing solid, nothing breakable.
You should practice that in the episode because, you know, I got in my car in the morning and all of a sudden it popped up, oh, a new episode of Burger Atheist. Oh, it was. That's awesome. Put it on. Ah, fuck.
What's that?
Trigger warning. You'll get pissed off.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's 50, you know, well, we didn't do it in all 50, but that's like 50 episodes worth of counter-apologetic segments we've done.
Right.
I just had somebody talking back.
Yeah.
You know, and he tried everything that we've talked about. Like every argument that we've done our segment on and I've told you about, he did them all.
That's funny.
And sometimes two at once, and he kept flipping back and forth. And every time I cornered him, he just changed to something different.
Right.
Like, completely changed the subject. Like, we'd be talking about morality, and then he'd go to abiogenesis.
Right.
Because he didn't have an answer for me. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. The thing that really, really got under my skin is when he was telling you your position, and he did it over and over and over again. That pissed me off so much.
That pissed Phil off, too. We were just talking about that, actually, with we're going to be talking. I think we talked about that a little
on
the next show.
Yeah, there's a little bit on the next show about it.
Because Phil was thinking that he was called, one of our voicemails.
Somebody said call him a liar was a bit much.
He called him a liar a lot.
But that's why I called him a liar. Because he said he kept trying to state my position. Then I'd correct him. Then 10 minutes later, he'd go back and say the same damn thing that was my position. I'm like, dude. So after a while, I just started saying, okay, you're a fucking liar. You know, once is a mistake. Twice is I wasn't listening to you. But the third fucking time, you're just lying. Because I've already corrected twice on that. I've told you it's not my position. And it's not a matter of your opinion of what my position is. That's bullshit. So I called him a liar because he was fucking lying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so no, I don't apologize for that. Don't fucking lie then. It's really easy.
No, I have to agree with that. And there was one specific instance that I remember where you, it was when you kept switching subjects, but he said, okay, let's talk evolution. And you started talking about it and said, no, I don't want to talk about evolution. I'm talking about morality.
Right.
And that's crazy.
Because I nailed him. I nailed him, and I backed him into a damn corner, and he couldn't get out of it.
So he
just
switched
the subject and then come back to it later like we hadn't talked about it.
Wow.
It was just insane.
That's crazy.
You can't let these people get, out of the freaking gate. Because once they get out of the fucking gate, they're going to switch it to fucking cosmology, evolution, and anything else you can fucking think about. And they're going to ignore the core topic, which is prove you're fucking God.
But, I mean, what are they actually trying to accomplish? I mean, it's every single argument that every apologetic puts out there. Do they really want to prove God, or do they just want to win the debate?
He just wanted to win the debate.
No, he's a presup, okay? And it's out of the Cy-10 Brugengate. Eric Hovind School of Apologetics, where they don't have to prove God. They have to make your worldview look so silly that theirs is the only alternative. That's their methodology.
You can't let them get away with it. You have to hold their feet to the fucking fire, man. You gotta prove your God or get the fuck out.
You're never gonna get them to do that. You're never going to get them to do that. So my strategy, and I think I went over it in 6, where I used Commander Data as my model. You got to change your strategy for playing the game. If they're not going to do that, then I just turned the tables on him, and I made my strategy to make his worldview look as silly as possible. And I just countered him at every turn. And it's the only thing you can do with a precept.
Like,
you
got to
wear him down. You got to out-precept the precept. You know what I mean?
You did just that, man. You did so much better than any of us amateurs could have done.
Oh, dude, I'm no pro.
All right. Stop licking his ass, Maylee, all right?
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm
kidding.
Shit, I'm just a guy with a laptop. That's all I am.
And the voice.
No,
and the brain.
But in all seriousness, it was really impressive. I just hear the wrong word, but stamina. Because I think these days I could probably go a half hour tops before I just flip my switch.
I can't. I absolutely fall apart in the first 2 seconds.
I like to argue. And, that was the middle of the night. If he wants to sit down again, guess what? We're doing it at a reasonable fucking hour.
Yeah.
Oh, then we'll go.
Yeah, I learned my lesson in Memphis. I'm just not ready for that kind of thing yet.
I made, 3 serious mistakes in logic. 3 times. They're minor slips, but they were. I almost got into the trap three times, and no, that wouldn't happen during the day. And I'd like to sit down with Cy 10.
Who's that?
Oh, that would be so amazing.
He's the guy that Chad bases his shit off of.
Oh.
Okay. I would love to sit down with him and I'd just go, you know, because, you know, and Chad tried to do the brain in the vat thing to me, didn't he?
What's the brain in the vat?
You can't say you're not in a vat. I said, well, I am a fucking
the
vat. I just call this vat a skull. So I'm a brain in a fucking vat. There you go.
I don't see why that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's hard solipsism. And you cannot solve hard solipsism. It's not solvable.
I get hard solipsism. I don't see why that's a problem. I am experiencing this reality, some reality. Maybe I'm a brain in a vat. Prove you're God.
Okay, well, they say that, and it's bullshit, but what they try to say, anyways, they're going to try to come at you with, well, I do know this reality is correct because I got it from God. I had a Twitter with a sup one time, and he came back with me, well, I know because God communicated it to me. I said, well, then you're trusting that communication, right? How do you know that's correct? I just turned it back on him. I said, you still haven't solved it. You just proposed some sixth sense where you got a message that I didn't, but you're trusting that sense because why?
Right.
Exactly. If you say that a God communicates directly to you, I'm going to call bullshit every fucking time.
We all know it. Yeah. But, you know, how do you nail them on it? That's the key.
Well, they want absolute certainty. I don't have absolute certainty, and I don't think they do either. So they can kiss my ass.
Yeah. Well, they don't.
But they think they do, though.
They don't. They pretend to. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, you claim you got a communication. How do you trust the source? Well, it's God. He tells me that he's all good. Well, he told you he's all good. What would an evil God tell you? What would an evil being that could communicate with you that way say? I'm all good.
And
I'm all powerful. How do you know he's all powerful? How do you measure that? All you can tell is he's more powerful than you.
Does that mean that every schizophrenic that hears God talk is...
Is a presup?
Is a
maybe.
Presup? Yeah,
maybe.
Talking to God?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, they heard him.
Well, I do. When
and how
start...
come they like to lock people up like that, then?
When
how come the Christians
doing
like
that,
to lock them
fucking,
up?
I was in an institution with someone who thought he was fucking Theodore Roosevelt.
Wow.
And who are we to say he wasn't, right?
That's true.
If we accept this bullshit, why not that bullshit? There's no difference. There's no difference between I'm getting messages from God and running for president, Mike fucking Huckabee, and then the guy you're talking about who thinks he's Theodore Roosevelt. Hey, if we can't question one, why are we questioning the other? But I do usually ask them when they tell me they're getting direct lines from God, is it an audible voice? If so, can I recommend a hotline? Because that shouldn't be happening.
If it's an audible voice, you can fucking record it.
If it's an audible voice, then you're not stupid. You have a medical problem.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for people who have medical problems like that. I mean, they can't help. That's chemistry.
Yeah,
oh, by the way,
Chuck,
if you're listening, it's fucking chemistry. That's why when things go wrong in the brain, we use other chemicals to fix it.
But you're just chemicals.
Yeah. They like to do that too, right? You heard that all through it. Just. Merely.
Oh, that's the chemical thing.
Merely.
Call it merely brain one more time, motherfucker.
The most fantastic thinking organ ever to evolve on this planet is not merely anything. It's pretty fucking fantastic. That's why I wasn't letting him say merely. I mean, merely a brain. This is the only thing we know of that can think, that can come up with language, art, society, civilization. There's nothing like that we know of anywhere else in the universe.
And he was doing
that as if you said it.
He was doing that as if you said merely.
Right. Right, well, because he wanted to get back to his fucking fizzing argument. Again, that's an apt comparison. The internal workings of one of the most complex biological organs that we know of compared to a soda pop. Yeah, those are similar. No.
Yeah.
But and he was on the barroom, so, you know, if brains aren't chemical, how come I can alter my thinking chemically? Because I'm drinking beer, and that changes the way I think. It could happen if my mind isn't chemical. It, you know, it has to be material. Otherwise, how can I change it materially? You know, how do psychoactive drugs work on a soul? Explain that to me. And they can't. So, yeah, you have to keep constantly talking back on it.
Well, I'm glad you did that episode, too, because I get to hear what everybody says about it. And
you didn't have to listen to it.
I didn't have to listen to it, yeah.
She hates that shit.
I don't blame you for not listening to it. It took me 3 days to listen to the whole thing.
There was a couple person just said it's not their cup of tea. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. We'll have another regular episode out next week. We got guests. We got lots of guests next week. It's
yeah.
Fun. So actually, we're getting low on time, so let me throw the teaser out for next episode. We've got an exceptional Bible segment coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring the incredible Bobby C. and Miss Ashley from No Religion Required.
Nice.
We've done a little performance art for you.
Oh, it's sultry.
We call it the Rainbow Song of Songs. It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, down to 1 minute, so last thoughts, folks.
The slacker.
Corinne?
Yes?
Final thoughts, girlfriend?
What?
I said final thoughts.
Oh, y'all fucking rock.
We're having a beer soon.
Yes, we're having a beer soon. Tentatively.
Well, no, you know what? Yeah, it's not even tentative. I have it on my calendar.
So do I.
Sweet.
We're there. All right, you guys take care.
You too.
With that, this is the Open Bar. I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friends.